Hashem with him, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Maronimi Morasi Sheyichyu. Nishmas, Reb Shmuel Pinchas, Ben Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi, Maras Chana, Bas Rabbi Yitzchak Yona. We're learning a shtickle, the Moore Nayim, the Heilige Menachem Nochum, meet Chernobyl, Parashat Shmos, Ve'ele Shmos B'nei Yisrael, Aboy Mitzrayma, Es Yaakov Ishu Beso Bo. We have, they published a Moray Nayim HaMavur, amazing, with so many annotated footnotes. Ve'ele Shmos B'nei Yisrael, Aboy Mitzrayma, Es Yaakov Ishu Beso Bo. These are the names of the sons of Israel that are coming to Egypt with Yaakov. A man and his house came. Hina no dama merenu kame pami b'mokom acher ki achayos ratzoi b'shoiv. Shitzarech kol echad lipo mimadre gaso. It's known that we said numerous times that it says achayos ratzoi b'shoiv. It's a pasuk in Yecheskel regarding the malachim that the angels are running and coming back. Rashi says, "Kelavas hakivshan sheyetzet tamei pi hakivshan u'maheres lachzo u'likonis." Kach shemotzias roishem mitachas harakia netuya lamayla mehen, kamo shemefurish binyan nois nois, lirtois b'nei hashchina shelamayla min harakia u'maheres lav sheves roishem. So just like you have a fire that comes out of the oven and then goes back in, so too they stick their head above their heaven and then they see the shechina and then they go back down. That's what. So they run v'shov and then they return. They recoil. And that's what it tells us as a yesod about people, that everybody has to fall from their madriga. We're ratzo, we run, we want to come close, but then we also have to fall back. Ve'atamu, kidei lahalos haneshamos hanefulin. The reason this has to be like this is because in order to elevate the lowered neshamas. Because when a tzaddik, a good person, goes back to his madriga, he's going to take those lower neshamas with him that don't have the koch to get up themselves. Because the only way you can lift something up is if you go down to pick it up. So that's why a person has to have a yirida in order to have an aliyah and take with him everybody else, the other people who need him. L'mashal, k'shadam omir al gag, ve'evin yikara munachas al ha'oretz, inu yochol lika choysa, ki'im sheyeyreid etzla, ba'asher husham v'yikachehu. A mashal to a person is standing on a roof and there's a gem there on the ground. He can only take it if he goes down and takes it, and then he can bring it back up. So the ikar avoda of lifting up those fallen neshamas is through the tzaddikim. Tzaddikaya nikru shluchei the matronisa. The tzaddikim are called the shliach of the matron woman. This is discussed in the Toldos Yaakov Yosef of Polania, that starts Prize Talmud of the Besht. Parashas Va'era v'chein shemati mimoiri ki tzaddikai inun shluchei de matronisa. Shem shluchei ha-shechina, they are the agents, the praxis of the shechina, of the divine presence, to elevate those fallen neshamas. And since they are shlichim, therefore they need to go l'makom shemishtalchim and serve God there. Af im mishtalchim l'madregois tachtoinim. Even if they are sent to lower madregos, they are shlichim, so they have to do their shlichos, even if it means lower madregos. B'zeo gamken kavanas chavuseinu yahani kane shlichu derachmoninu. These kohanim are shlichim of Hashem. That Kohanim are called the Shlichim of Hashem when they do their avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, because a Kohen is called an Oved Hashem. Like God says to the Jewish people of Mount Torah, you should be a nation for me, a kingdom of priests, of Kohanim. And like it says that Rav would go up to the Torah in the Aliyah of the Kohen. Because an Ovid Hashem is Bechinas Kohen. That's what it means, Kanesh Luch Derachmanam, that a person is Ovid Hashem, he's the Shliach of the Shechina, to elevate the fallen souls. Now, even though the Yikar Avoda is by the Tzaddikim, Zetzarech Kol Ha'adam, Afilo Oisim Shem Bechinas Beinonim, Bar Min HaRishayim. So everybody has to do this, even the Beinonim, besides the Rishayim. Aval Zulas, but besides the Rishayim, Zulasam, Sarich, Kol Echad Lipo Mimatrigas Solif Amin, De Lahalos Oisan Neshamos Asher Tachtav. You know, we can relate this on a very concrete level to all of our lives where we all have difficulties, challenges, and we're not always at the top of our spiritual game. And that's a wonderful opportunity for us to understand those people who are in that place, who are constantly there, not where we normally are, hopefully on a higher level than those fallen states, but people who are in a constant fallen state. So a person goes down, he has an Isayin of Shemir Seinayim, he's an Isayin of Taiva, of Gaiva, of Chemdes HaMamon, whatever it may be. So he says, oh, now I get it. And then he can reach those people who, that's where they are. And now he's higher. Sometimes a person's Baruch Hashem not holding by that. When a person's in an ecstatic state of Ruchnias, the beautiful girl, the money, the covet, all this nonsense doesn't interest him. What interests him is Kirbas Elokim, is Ruchnias. So when he's at that higher state, he can understand people on the lower state because he was there, and when he's in that lower state he can say, okay, you know, saying to himself or to them, I'm with you, let's now elevate ourselves, because he's tasted the higher levels. But the point is that a person goes down in order not only for himself to go up, but to bring others up with him. So those people who are lower than his madrigas, he's mischazik when he has an afila, and then when he's down he brings everybody else up with him. And like we suggested, that even when he's up, he understands what it's like to be down. V'hine, ha'adam ha'yisraeli humalei shemois kedoshim. A Jewish person is filled with holy names. Ha'gogolas v'avaya b'nikut kamatz. As is the wont of the great rabbis, and the Mori Naim included, he gets into Kabbalah here, that a Jewish person is filled with God's holy names, and the skull is the Shem Havaya, with the Nikud, with the Nikudos of a Komatz, and that's the Bechin of Keser. Keser is Kamutz. Kamutz is like hard to grasp. There's no Hasaga. That's the Golgolas, is Shem Havaya Kamutz. Hamoyach hu Havaya B'nikud Patach. The brain, beneath the skull, is Shem Havaya, with the Nekuda of a Patach. Not a Komatz, but a Patach, which is Chachma, which is already a Psicha, for the Nekuda of Keser, for the highest point. Halev Havaya B'nikud Seirei, and then the heart is Shem Havaya, with the Nekuda of the Tseirei, which is the Bechina of Bina, which is understanding, and that's where the ispashtus, it starts to spread out, to expand, and therefore the tzeirei has two nekudos, two dots. Zro yamin u'avaya b'nikud segol, the right arm is Shem Havaya, with the nekuda of the segol, which is the b'chin of chesed. Zro asmol u'avaya b'nikud shva, which is gvura, right is chesed, left is gvura. Segol is chesed, shva is gvura. Haguf, havaya b'nikud cholem. The body is shem havaya. Maybe what's in between the two arms is b'nikud cholem, which is teferes. And the shok hayamin, the right leg, is Havaya B'nikud Chirik, Netzach, and the left leg is Havaya B'nikud Kibbutz, which is Kibbutz, which is Bechinas Hod. Right? These are all, they have pictures of the human body, and you see how the right arm will be chesed, and the left arm will be gvura. The middle is the pharis, is glory, which brings the two together. The right leg is netzach, the left is hod. The bris kodesh is shem havaya v'nigud shuruk, which is b'chinas yisod, kayadua. And the atara of the bris mila, havaya b'li nikud, kimakabelas kol anakudos. So that's like the b'chin of malchus, which receives from all the higher spheres. Nimsa ki ha-yisraeli umalei shemos ha-kadoshim. The Yiddish kerper, the Jewish body, is filled with God's name. You got shem havaya all over the place with different nikud. Zeu, Eile ve'eile shemos b'nei Yisrael, shehem b'leim shemos kedoshim. Okay, now that's what it means. These are the shemos. What are the shemos? In Pashup Shat, it means these are the shemos, the names. Ruven, Shimon, Levi, etc. But in a level of Kabbalah, it means, in Pneumius, it means that these, that the Jewish people are filled with shemos. They're filled with shemos hakedoshim. Afilu habayim mitzrayim, even those who come down to Egypt, or tzalaymar, afilu b'shal shem noiflin mimadregosan, uvayim leklipos, even when they fall down from their madrega, and they come to the world of impure husks, and that's what gives him the koach afterwards, the fact that he's filled with shemos hakadoshim, afterwards he can elevate himself. So even though he's by Mitzrayimah, he's in the world of Klippas, he's still filled with Shemus. And if you want to ask why Bechal does he have to have Nefila, and that it says, Es Yaakov, with Ratz Eloimar, Yud Ekev. Like it says in the Tikkuni Zohar. In other words, She Yud, She Yamach Sheval Yona, which is Bechinas Chachma, as Rabbeinu, the Morinayim, explains in Parashas Chayisara, Yud is Chachma. Yarda l'bechinas Ekev came down all the way to the sole of the foot, the lowest Madrega. In other words, the Yud, the Machshav Yona, the high Madrega, went all the way down to the Ekev, went all the way down to the sole of the foot. Why? Kedei she'ishu beso bo. In order that the man in his house should come, Ratzalom she'alim kol neshamas shalamato. They should go up with all the neshamas that are lower down. That's Ishu Beisa, is to bring his whole house with him, all the other neshamas. He has to elevate them together with him. So that's the shtickle we're learning this time. We have loads more that I'd like to learn together. And the Heilige Torah of the Morinayim. And we should be Zochim Eretz Hashem, Shiniskashe, Nishmaseinu, Benishmasai. And we should be elevated. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.